This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The U.S. military has scaled back offensive operations in the southern Iraqi city of Najaf. This comes after a large push yesterday to encircle gunmen loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in the center of the city. The Iraqi interim government is now holding talks with Sadr's militia. Spokesmen for Sadr claim the cleric was injured this morning in an attack, but Iraq's interior minister says this wasn't so. NPR's Ivan Watson is at a U.S. military base in Najaf. Tell us the latest on Sadr, Ivan.
Renee, his spokesmen say he was hit in an attack before dawn this morning that took place somewhere in the cemetery, the sprawling cemetery, which has been a major battleground for more than a week now. They've described it as non-threatening injuries and that Sadr has been treated at the shrine of Imam Ali. It's a very holy site for Shiite Muslims that his fighters have been using as a sanctuary in their confrontation with the U.S. military. The Iraqi government spokesmen have said this is nonsense, that their information says that Sadr has received no wounds whatsoever. One Sadr spokesman we've chatted with said that it's possible he could win some new sympathy from the Iraqi population as a result of this announcement.
And the fighting there, what is the latest on that?
We're hearing warplanes in the air right now, but throughout the morning, residents say it's been quiet in Najaf. In fact, U.S. commanders say they've been ordered to avoid offensive operations and to avoid instigating fights with Sadr's militia. This comes as a bit of a surprise, since yesterday commanders launched what they described as a massive offensive to encircle Sadr's fighters in the center of Najaf and to clear them out of the city. And already now we have a bit of a change of tactics here.
Would that be because the Iraqi government delegation is meeting with the militia?
Yes, Renee. A group led by Iraq's National Security Advisor has been holding talks with the militia since yesterday. And Iraq's interior minister told the Reuters news agency that a truce is in place right now. And he issued another offer to Sadr, saying that he can leave unharmed if he just leaves the shrine of the Imam Ali at the center of Najaf peacefully. And for the past week, we've seen this repeatedly. The government has been working with the American military to put military pressure on Sadr, threatening to crush his militia. And then it has repeatedly invited him to the negotiating table, in fact, in one case, to participate in future elections. Aside from Najaf itself, where the residents are sick and tired of Sadr, the government has been facing mounting pressure around the country to put a stop to this fighting. From within its own ranks, some of its officials have criticized this confrontation, from top Shiite clerics, and on the streets of Baghdad and other cities, which have seen an escalation in fighting, and where there have actually been protests against this. On top of this, there are reports today of a British newspaper journalist being taken hostage in Basra. A video has been released, and the kidnappers are demanding that American troops withdraw from Najaf in 24 hours, or they'll kill the journalist.
Ivan, do you know what the end game is here?
Well, I put this question to a U.S. military commander. What will be accomplished here, especially if another ceasefire is reached? Now, recall that this isn't the first time the U.S. military has fought Sadr. Last April, they fought fierce battles, and it resulted in an uneasy ceasefire. And the military commander said the results from that one were bad. Sadr's militia stayed in Najaf and got stronger. It remains to be seen what will come out of this. There are still estimated to be 700 to 1,500 Sadr fighters in the center of Najaf. The town has been ravaged by airstrikes and mortar attacks. And I think a lot of the country sees this as a confrontation between an unpopular militia and a U.S.-backed Iraqi government that lacks legitimacy in the eyes of many Iraqis. The danger now is that Alawi may back down to this militia. He's been trying to show his strength with this confrontation, to show that he can crack down on one of the armed groups here. And another uneasy ceasefire, if it is reached, it won't convince Iraqis or his enemies that this prime minister has the strength or the willpower to bring law and order back to this country.
Thanks very much, NPR's Ivan Watson at a U.S. military base in Najaf, Iraq.